so cool and let me know, know down how you feel about things. Oh, you ain't doing nothing but jive, baby. And we've got a very serious problem, yeah.
WRMB Soulful Sunday, Derek Sampson, Deanna Williams. Joining us is a prolific entertainer, songwriter, producer, artist, Bunny Siegler. Welcome, Walter.
How you doing?
I threw you, huh?
No, that's a check name.
Congratulations on the 40th anniversary of, I would say, an album that will go down in the annals of history. In fact, Rolling Stone magazine, on the list of 500 greatest albums of all time, is 318. You wrote three songs on it, and I'm referring to The Backstabbers, the OJ's album. What are the three songs that you worked on, Bunny?
You are my sunshine.
Great song.
And who am I?
Mm-hmm.
And when the world is peace.
Love it.
Right now.
You did that one with Phil Hurt, right?
Phil Hurt.
Okay.
All three of those were with Phil.
Wow, look at that.
I know it's like asking your favorite child, but what is your favorite song on that album?
Sunshine.
Yeah, it's a great song.
You're my sunshine. You know, we were struggling. We wrote, me and Phil Hurt, we wrote for Wilson Pickett, and we wrote for the OJs and Gamble Huff at the other label. And when this came up, it was like a triumph. Well, we finally made it. We got a hit record. That means so much to you as a writer. And I think the OJs, you know, they had been through so much to have such a great record like that. And we had, I don't know whether you remember, they had these shirts with a knife in the back, you know, the backstabbers, backstab across the front. And I like to tell Walt and Eddie, 40 years, who knew that it would last this long? And to have a great song like that, it's lasted 40 years. So 140 years from now, they'll still be looking back, saying that's what we did back in those days. And I'd like to say congratulations from me, your friend Bunny Siegler, a.k.a. Bundino Sigalucci, and keep on pushing.
You're the sweetest thing I know. You dim the rainbow's glow. There's no power on this earth to separate us, baby, 'cause you are my sunshine. And you are
Grammy Award winning musician, arranger, composer, who performed on every single cut of the Backstabbers album. We celebrate the 40th anniversary of this great record. Bobby Eli.
Hi, everyone. Glad to be here with you all.
Bobby, having performed on every record playing the guitar on the Backstabbers album, which is your favorite?
Well, just to backtrack a little bit, I remember first meeting the OJs back in the latter part of 1967 at the Apollo Theater around the time when they had I'll Be Sweeter Tomorrow out. And when they came over to Gamble and Huff, originally when they had Neptune Records, it was like an old home week because I already had known them. So working with them in the studio was just such a doubly pleasurable experience. And being familiar with the work, I guess, made me play even that much harder, I guess. You know, the OJs were, you know, one of my all-time favorite artists. And, you know, being with them and being with Kenny and Leon in the studio in itself was always a great experience. And the OJs were like the icing on the cake. Something that many people don't really know about is the fact that Backstabbers was the version they wound up using was the one that was done the first day. The one we all know and love was the original one on the first day. So somewhere in the vaults, there lies another version of the song.
Wow. We might have to talk to Mr. Gamble about letting that one out of the vault so we can all hear it.
Yeah, I can go for an OJ's mixtape.
It's there somewhere. Tell him to dig it out one of these days. I got to say that Eddie and Walter, you guys are two of my favorite people in the world and two of the most soulful brothers that ever walked the face of the earth.
Listen to the clock on the wall.
100.3 WRMB, Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson, and joining us, a very successful writer who is celebrating the 40th anniversary of three songs that he contributed to the OJ's legendary Backstabbers album. Welcome, Phil Hurt, to Soulful Sunday.
Deanna, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You did three songs with Bunny Siegler, Sunshine, When the World is at Peace, and what was the third one?
Who Am I?
How does it feel to be part of this legendary album that was a top 10 pop album almost immediately? The album was recorded in August of 1972, and by the fall, it was already a major, massive hit.
You know, when you're doing something like that, you know, you're not thinking about it, and looking back at it, it was awesome. I am just amazed at what has happened since then and what happened during that time. It's an awesome feeling to be participated in something like that. It's something that you dream about as a kid, but when you really see it happen, it's just awesome. And we've all been a beneficiary of it. I remember the energy in the studio. I can recall Huff and Larry Washington and Earl Young working on that intro, that the rumbling piano, you know, that part, and Huff coming off the piano and playing timbales. And trying to get that, I think that intro took about 22 takes just to get the intro in. And it was amazing to me. The rhythm, the feel, the communication between the musicians was awesome. And the icing on the cake was actually, I recall sitting in the studio a day or two later when Tom Bell and Bobby Martin did the horns and strings, and listening to those strings soar above the rhythm section blew my mind. We stopped and looked at one another like, what just happened? And it was some magic going on there. And I just believe now that you can still feel that. You know, you can still feel the energy. Unlike some of the things you hear today, I mean, the live musicians and so forth.
Right.
I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm just happy to be a part of it. Eddie and Walt, thank you guys so much. I love you. I have utmost respect for you guys. And I thank you for letting me be a part of this successful adventure that we all shared together. God bless you guys.
100.3 WRMB Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson, and joining us is without a doubt one of the most accomplished recording engineers in the entertainment business history. He was very integral to the sound of Philadelphia, as he was the chief engineer for most of the sessions done by Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. We welcome to Soulful Sunday, Joe Tarzia. Hi, Joe. Papa Joe is what I call him. Papa Joe.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
I'm excellent.
It's hard to believe. It's 40 years.
Well, we're celebrating the anniversary.
We're talking about Backstabbers.
Backstabbers, exactly.
I remember that session vividly.
Tell me what your fondest memory of that session is.
You know, Kenny and Leon had signed the OJs earlier, and we're making great records, I believe, out of Chicago, the Chess Brothers label, and making what I thought were great records. And they signed with CBS Records, I think it was 1971. I credit Backstabbers to the one that really broke Gamble and Huff loose into big-time crossover R&B music. So every little kid on the street I met was going, "What'd they do?" So that was Backstabbers.
I'd like to congratulate Walter and Eddie on their 40th anniversary of Backstabbers. All the success in the world. They're two great guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, arranger, composer, songwriter, and one of the key architects of the sound of Philadelphia, our dear friend Kenny Gamble. Can you believe that 40 years has passed?
Yeah, I can believe it. Yeah, I feel like it. It's amazing that the music has had this kind of longevity, you know?
Why do you think Backstabbers was particularly so impactful with audiences?
I think it, when we made those records and wrote those songs, we wanted songs that would be classics, and that's what we were shooting for. We didn't know if they would be classics at that time, but, you know, the test of time has really proven that the songs are really, really classics, because we didn't let bad notes slip by. We really worked hard on them. The OJs worked hard. I mean, we would be in the studio all night long just making sure that every note everything was as good as we could make it. You know, McFadden and Whitehead and Leon Huff, they wrote that song. I can remember when I walked in the office, they had finished that song. I was trying to get in on it, but I couldn't. It was too late.
Another song that came from that album became the signature song, many would say, and I'm referring to Love Train. You co-wrote that.
Yeah, we had Love Train. Yeah, me and Huff wrote Love Train. That came from a conversation that Huff and I had one day. We were looking at TV, looking at how much trouble was in the world, and so we said, well, why don't they have like a love train? Why don't people get on board this love train and unite, you know, because that was basically our theme. Our message in our music was like unity. How can people get together and do something positive for humanity?
You were the final decision maker on what songs made the album. Was there a competitiveness about who could work on the album?
We kind of used the Motown blueprint, where we had a lot of great writers, and we all competed against one another. And so I give a lot of credit to Barry Gordy, Smokey Robinson, and all these guys for Motown, because Motown inspired us. We were able to come up with music that was different from Motown, but we used the same creative model, where we all competed against each other. Bobby Martin was a great arranger, and Tom Bell, and all of these guys, they were all talented in their own right, but we competed with each other, and the best song won. That's how it went. I'd just like to say to the OJs that it was a pleasure and an honor to work with these guys. You know, we were a great team together, and everybody worked hard. I can remember Eddie LaVerne sweating in the studio singing those songs. He put his heart into those songs. It was a blessing for all of us to meet one another, to work together. So I congratulate the OJs. I congratulate Philly International. I congratulate all the people that took part in making great music for the sound of Philadelphia. Looking back at me, I got sweet and wonderful you, yeah.
WRNB Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams and Derek Sampson joining us, one of the premier drummers in the music business, also one of the architects of the sound of Philadelphia, as he did many of the Gamble, Huff, Bell recordings, as well as was part of MFSB and also the founder of the Tramps. Welcome, Earl Young.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, Derek and I are thrilled to have you with us, particularly...
You're my longtime friend.
Yes, I am your longtime friend, for sure. We are thrilled to have you with us because we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of a landmark album for the OJs, The Backstabbers.
Wow.
And you play drums on this album. Tell us, what was the experience like being part of this record?
I say, well, that was such a great album. And, you know, thinking back to those days, you know, they were some of the really fun days of really recording. And I think about all the guys like Norman Harris and Ronnie Baker and Larry Watson, the Kunga player, who played a very big part in that song. And when we came into the studio, like, Gamble would sit in the middle of the room there. He's like the conductor. So we would try different grooves, and if he didn't like it, he said, no, we're going to try something else. And we got around to that groove there, you know, which that's the only song we've ever recorded in that field. We cut that, and we said, this is definitely going to be a hit. Well, that's one of my favorite all-time songs.
Tell us about Eddie LaVert and Walter Williams as lead singers for the OJs and the music that they created on this album.
These guys was what was to me like heroes to me. I mean, out of all the records I've played on, their record to me was the most soulful. I got the groove. You know, all drummers like the groove. And playing with them wasn't like playing with the Stylistics and everybody else, because all their songs was grooves. Hi, Eddie, this is Earl Young. I just wanted to take time to say thank you and congratulations. And thank you again for letting me be a part of all the success you had and making all those hit records and making me a part of your success. Love you, man. Hi, Walt, just to say one thing, man. You one of the dancingest guys that I ever seen, and I always loved it. And when I watch you, this is how I put my steps together for my group. You are the man. Congratulations, and thank you for all the success, and thank you for letting me be a part of your success with my drum sound behind you. Love you, man. We'll be right back.
most incomparable voices in contemporary music, I'm referring to one of the lead singers of the OJs, Mr. Walter Williams. Walter, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Did you ever think that this particular song, The Backstabbers, and album would be so lasting and become a classic?
No, but I feel blessed to have participated in such a great album and the song. Before that, before we were introduced to this song, we were kind of struggling and scuffling along, and this particular song and album gave us the lift and the boost that we needed to be a part of a real career and a real success. So we're extremely blessed, and I'm grateful for it.
Can you describe for us what was the atmosphere like in the studio when you guys were doing these songs? 992 Arguments, You Are My Sunshine, Love Train, which was one of the biggest songs in the career of the OJs, and I would consider your signature song.
Well, it was kind of different, and when this song was introduced to us, I got the reputation of not wanting to sing the song because I meant to put it on the nightstand. We were rehearsing it. This is when McFadden and Whitehead was showing us the song, and it was different because it was actually written for two leads, and it kind of airplaned off the nightstand, and they said I threw it on the floor because I didn't like it. Couldn't have been further from the truth. In the studio recording this song, we were stacking backgrounds, and it just sounded big, and we hadn't put the leads on yet, and there was something about it, and the whole album had that kind of new feel to it, a new approach. And Gamble hadn't written all of the lyrics to Love Train yet. We kind of finished that in the studio. So yeah, there was something special about it. We didn't know what, but as it turned out, it was the one. It was the one that put us in that zone. We've had a great run. We've been blessed to have had the hits that we have. People have shown us a lot of love. Thank God for Black people. That's been our foundation. Since the induction in 05, the rest of the world has been able to associate these Black faces with the music, and it has helped us tremendously. Now everyone can relate and know who the OJs are, and I think what we'll leave is a memory of a great career, and what I would like most for people to think of when they think of the OJs is that anytime we performed, anytime we hit the stage, we gave our best, we gave our all. I think that's above and beyond the call.
Who is Eddie LaVert to you, Walter?
Well, not only is Eddie and has he been a great singer, but he is a great performer, and I think that's the legacy he will leave, that he always added something to it. You get from him what you hear on the record, but physically and visually, you get a performance that you'll never forget. That's who he is. That's who he's always been. And to have worked with him all these years and to have been his friend. I met him when I was probably 6 or 7 years old. So it's been a long friendship, and the best. We are totally different, but we've been able to maintain a really good friendship. And I think it's because we allowed each other to be who we are. And that's not always the best situation, but we've endured and we've accomplished some things. So it's been a great friendship.
Beautiful. Well, we thank you for sharing your insights and feelings on this, the 40th anniversary of the Backstabbers album. Derek and I, as well as the audience of Soulful Sunday and Radio 1, salute you on this wonderful accomplishment. Great music. Congratulations.
Who am I? Who am I? Who can't face the words goodbye?
Who am I? 100.3 WRNB Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson, and without question, one of the greatest entertainers in any genre with us, the one and only Eddie LaVert of the OJs. Welcome, Eddie.
To say that, and to be spoken of like that is like chilling.
Did you know that in 2003, Rolling Stone magazine did a list of 500 of the greatest albums of all time? You know where your album was?
Where?
318. on the list. Wow.
Oh, that's great. That was a great album because that was like the breakout album for the OJs and Gambling Huff. It was like the album that had Love Train on it, Backstabbers, I Love Music. I mean, it was just, it was so full of great songs that, like I was telling Derek, like from the time that they started doing that particular song, all the way down to the time where we put our background vocals and our leads on, we knew when we left the studio that we had a hit record. We knew that it was going to have an impact. God bless Kenny and Leon and Gene McFadden and John Whitehead.
One of my favorite songs on the album is Time to Get Down. Woo! I love that song.
One of my favorites. I mean, you know, that was probably one of the first rap records because the way that Walter had to sing it and the way that Kenny wanted it sung, it sounded like you were really talking, but it was really a melody, but it was a phenomenal song to me. Yeah, I thought that was really great.
Classic, classic music. When you perform it, Eddie, this is a song that you've been doing for 40 years. What is it like?
It's just like yesterday. It's amazing, Deanna, the way these people react. We don't even have to say what they're doing. All they have to do is hear this dun 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 dun. They hear the music and they go crazy. That lets you know that it was not just what we were singing. It was also the vibe. Gambling Huff, Gene and John, Tommy Bell, Bobby Eli, Roland Chambers, mm-hmm. You name it, Earl Young, mm-hmm. Ronnie Baker, you know, all of these people, Ricky Hicks, from guitar to piano. It was always, you know, the musicians gave it something that everybody could relate to.
Eddie, what do you consider your legacy?
I always came to do what I do, and I did it to the best of my ability, and I love doing it for the people.
Eddie, we must also acknowledge William Powell's contribution to this great record. He was an original member of the OJs who made his transition some time ago, of course, along with your partner, Walter Williams. Amazing music from an incredible group and a spectacular man, Eddie LaVert. We congratulate you, Derek Sampson, myself. Radio One salutes the OJs on their 40th anniversary of one of the pinnacle albums of all time. The Backstabbers. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you, OJ.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care. Yeah, yeah. Then it's all.
They do.